Feeling all right. Yeah, and you know, and this is Abraham too. Abraham says, you only ever want things, the job, the car, the house, the partner, the, I don't know, what else do we want? The shoes, the cruise, the vacation, the lack of procrastination, the lack of guilt. Anything you want is only because you believe it'll make you feel good. That's it. Even people who are cruel or bullies or thieves or murderers, they only do it because they think they'll feel less bad. Right? Which in their version is good. It's just we can't relate to that. But for somebody to hurt somebody else through word or action, they have to feel really bad to do that. That is not a natural state of feeling good. What day is it? Where Thursday. Are you? You leave tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay, it really got mixed up for me. yeah, I lost that. That train of thought went.
Sorry.
Was anybody with me? You only ever want things because you believe it'll make you feel good. But that is not the way it works. You got to find everything you can to feel good in your own piece of reality where you are. And the more you resonate with feeling good, the more good stuff shows up. And the better you get at holding the muscle of feeling good, the easier faith is, that's for sure. And the more you feel good, and the more you feel good, and the more you appreciate little things, suddenly you know, God says, oh, look at that. They want more good stuff. Here you go. That's it. If you can train the mind and follow with the language, the feelings will eventually resonate. Well, ignore everything you don't want blatantly. Or if you are, you know, like my mind, I like to understand it because I teach a lot. Then you create time to explore it without the negative emotion. What does this mean? What could this mean? How could I learn this differently? How could I teach this? What's a different way out of it? Right? But once you get really practiced in looking for things to feel good, and you start telling the story that it's all good. I may not see it now. It may not be my preference now, but I'm going to respond to it in a way that aligns me with more good. Does that make sense? It doesn't mean you like it or you condone it ever. Some things feel really bad here, and they're going to continue. People die. People get sick. There are accidents. There are lost keys. I have a friend going on the cruise. She couldn't get her passport out of her safe. She tried a crowbar. She tried everything. She had to call the safe makers. I'm still curious how they got it out to get a torch, right? I mean, stuff happens here. It's how much energy and focus and vibration do you put on the stuff you don't like compared to the stuff you do like. It's the bottom line. Tapping is a good way to help you be able to have that choice until you build that muscle.
So it would be better to try to tap in our positive stuff than our like.
Or you think, okay, this feels bad, I'm gonna tap on it. And then I'm never gonna speak of it. Mm. Right? If you're not tapping, don't be focused on it or speaking of it. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You will notice, well, if you knew me, if you hung out with me, I will never tell you something that a story that I don't want more of. That's not true. Sometimes I slip and my kids call me out. Mostly, I will only tell you what I love and appreciate and enjoy. I might tell you I'm struggling to get something, but I won't say it in a way where you would feel sorry for me. Mm. Right? And if I do need to whine and be pathetic and have somebody feel sorry for me, I'll call somebody and say, I need pity. Can you listen? I tell them what I want and make a time frame and then I'm done.
You've done that?
Sure. I'm human, I have an ego. Sometimes I'm like, hurt feelings, I gotta tell somebody. But I tell them what I need. I need you to feel really sorry for me for a minute. And the thing is, if you set it up that way, you don't last very long. Right? Full acceptance of the self, but only from a positive aspect. Yeah, I mean, bad things happen all the time. Things you do not like. Sad things, but boy, they're an opportunity to contribute financially or through energy or through effort. If they're in your circle of influence. Make sense? Yes.
Oh. Oh, no. Nothing.
I saw movement. All right. So catch yourself how you're speaking. That's one of the most powerful ways. And yes, if you don't like it, or if you want to change it, or it's something you wish you didn't resonate with or think about, then use tapping, use journaling, use a therapist, use a counselor, but only in that framework. But the rest of the time, you don't have to be all the way in the vortex. You can't do that anyway. You'd self-combust. You have to baby step your way over. I hold such a larger capacity for positive light and happiness and appreciation today than I did a year ago, than 10 years ago. You wouldn't even recognize me. And so if you, and that's Abraham. You can only go from there to here. Here's where we all want to be, like now, but you can't. You gotta go like this. Okay. And if you catch yourself getting it right, ooh, bonus round. Oh, look at that. I saw the water bottle and I feel the pain and I'm still rocking it. This is myself recalibrating. That's what you really said. How cool is that? Right? And for somebody who's had the migraines, that's a huge thing that you perceive your body getting something right. Giant.
Well, I have a whole new relationship with it. It's like a really delightful relationship with my body. I totally believe it's perfect in every way.
Isn't that great?
I see it beautiful.